actually. Because we could start going really bleak. Speaking of my kids, as a mum of two under fives, I was absolutely thrilled to see the return to the Artscape of Cape Town Opera's Opera Blocks musical programme, which is running this coming week. I took my two last year. My youngest was 4 months old when I took him. And even at such a young age, he was absolutely enthralled. I went with friends of ours and we have been saying the whole year round. My daughter has been saying, when is Opera Blocks coming back? Well, I'm delighted to say that it is back this coming week. And here to tell us more is Cape Town Opera's Artistic Director, Magdalene Minnar. A very good morning to you, Magdalene. Thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, Sarah Jane. Wonderful to speak to you again.
I promise you that since my daughter, since I took my little ones, my littlest little was really small, but loved it. But my biggest little one has said to me on a certainly monthly basis since last year, when is Opera Blocks coming back? And she always, they did it, you did a thing last year where it was a snail. She remembers there being a snail. Oh. And she says,
snail was a huge hit.
Oh my goodness. He is ingrained in her memory. And they were just so wonderful, and just it was beautiful. For people who don't know what Opera Blocks is, will you just lay it out for us?
Well, firstly, Sarah Jane, I'm thrilled that you're saying that because you know, it was very important for me to curate something that will ignite the imaginations of you know, the littlest of the little audience, because there is so little that Cape Town offers for little ones in terms of theatre. So Opera Blocks started 2 years ago when I joined the company, and because I have a small child, I wanted to selfishly take her with to something that we do at the opera. And so we workshopped and we came to Opera Blocks, which is almost like a little mini theatre experience. Mm. And I say mini because it's not in a theatre. It's in a flat space, a carpeted space.
Yeah,
it's very
brilliant.
Safe for babies. And with the work that I've been doing with Clever Classical Kids, I took all of the knowledge that I had through working with OTs and music therapists and music teachers, and just curated this hodgepodge of music and fabulous costumes and fabulous lighting. And what we have now added, which I think your kids will love, is a soundscape to kind of immerse make the experience a little bit more immersive even. So everyone, the parents and the kids sit around a green kind of a acting space, and the action really is a part of you. It becomes a part of the world of the child.
I didn't know what to expect last year. I just, you know, we love music in our house, and I thought, oh, here's something. And the fact that I could take baby along at the same time, it would just be fantastic. When I turned up, I didn't know that it was going to be in this, as you say, this flat space that was so much more accessible and so much more kid friendly. And it was just it's so thoughtful. It's such a thoughtful production. Timing wise, I didn't know we're going to be sat here for 2 hours. We're not. It was, you know, it was all perfectly timed. And the fact that it is something where really littles, I mean, you say from literally newborn, don't you, up until five. Why is it that you open that up? It's not just to help us as parents who might have a baby on the boob, is it?
Well, it is that, because when I had my first child, he's 10 already, but when I had my first child, I was pulling my hair out of my head because I was not allowed to take him in anywhere.
Right, yeah.
And so I started another thing called Little Maestros, where families could come and just be loud and be noisy and, not worry about breastfeeding, and have the littlest of the little. And often those babies were newborns strapped to the mom's chest. In fact, back then I said even pregnant moms are welcome.
Right.
For me, early music education is just so important. And I do feel that, as a classical musician myself, the earlier we start immersing our kids into the wonder of classical music, the better. And that for me starts in utero.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Just tell us if you've got a theme for this coming event.
Oh, yes, I'm so excited. This is the best one ever. This is called Jungle Journeys, and it is just so much fun. This time around, we also have a narrator for the little bit of older kids. So we keep kind of tweaking and chipping away at the formula. Jungle Journey is just, it's a beautiful little story that the director, Elizabeth Mandel, has written about these five friends who go on a treasure hunt. And in the end, they do find the treasure. And there are animals. And like I said, these percussion instruments that are kind of doing, the jungle sounds all, throughout. It's really, really beautiful.
Magdalene, I must ask on behalf of my friend who can't make it this week, why aren't you doing it at the weekend again?
Well, it's been very interesting to see when people come and when people don't come.
Right.
Once again, that is part of figuring out times, and it's very, very valuable feedback that your friend wants to come over the weekend. But this time around, it is forming part of the Site Oosterfeest,
right?
Which is once again, we're trying something new.
Yeah.
As part of the Site Oosterfeest, it is unfortunately only over the week time. But let me tell you, we also take this into communities. So we take it to town halls, and that is happening over the weekend. So on Friday and Saturday, we pack everything up, and we are going to three different communities outside of the kind of central Cape Town.
Okay. How do we find out details about where that will be happening?
All of that will be on our social media, and we are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, and it will also be on our website.
Okay, fantastic stuff. That's great. And then just finally, tickets, and people asking, do we need tickets for the real Littlies, and where can we buy them?
Yes, the ticketing system at this stage is that each little one needs a ticket. And all the tickets are available on web tickets. Also, remember, it's very small spaces, so it's only 30 people at a time that are really allowed in to come and see this production. So it is a very small experience, and we want to keep it in that way, kind of exclusive per show.
Yep.
So that the little ones have the correct experience.
Okay, fantastic. Folks, if you are interested, and can I just say that as a very happy customer, if you have got littles or grandchildren, please do take them. It is such a, honestly, my daughter has been talking about this for a year. And you know how quickly and how fickle they can be at this age. So just head to Cape Town Opera on Instagram, social media for the dates. It's this coming week, the 22nd. So tomorrow, a 12 o'clock show and a 2 o'clock show. Then Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 and 2. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 25th, 10 and 2 o'clock. But all the details are on the website. Magdalene, thank you so much for your time today and for organising this fantastic event. Really do appreciate it. Thanks very much.